Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On this National Day of Prayer, it's appropriate to talk about what Arkansas has just done, enacting two laws honoring our nation's religious foundation. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead.
You know, it's so exciting. And as you mentioned, National Day of Prayer, which we'll unpack that a little bit more, encouraging the nation to come together and pray for our military, media, business, government, education, church, and family. It's such an honor to do that every year. But this was a great move from Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She signed two public education bills that involved teaching children about the religious and moral beliefs of the founders and require displaying the Ten Commandments in the public school classroom. This is phenomenal.
Yeah, with these latest bills, Arkansas legislators now continue to reshape the state's educational landscape that has already expanded educational choice for families, reinforced parental rights, and aims to prepare students to be informed citizens ready to contribute to American society. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders is doing a great job,
yes,
as is the Arkansas legislature. But the first law that was signed, and by the way, one of our Liberty Counsel attorneys was invited to attend this signing at Arkansas with Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signing these into law. And it was a great opportunity for one of our legal members to be there. We certainly support these laws and have been very much supportive of particularly the Ten Commandments as well as other laws like this. So the first bill, House Bill 1705, intends to foster a rich understanding of American history by embedding the religious and moral beliefs of the founding fathers into the state's social studies curriculum. The measure passed overwhelmingly by a vote of 71 to 20 in the state house and 27 to 4 in the Senate. Under the law, at the start of the 2026-2027 school year, students in grades 6 through 12 will receive instruction on the founders' beliefs and how those beliefs influenced the founding documents of the United States.
You know, this is so great, Matt, because there's such a lack of knowledge in our schools teaching our students about our historical foundation, a particularly religious and moral foundation. And this one law will teach students the preamble to the Declaration of Independence. How many people really know that nowadays?
Yeah, and the students must learn the meaning and purpose of the phrase, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness."
And the students must also learn about the founders' political views on ordered liberty, equality, national rights, freedom of speech and press, and the free exercise of religion.
Yeah, including the defense of self and community and the nation. And also, this particular law will require students to learn about the influence of the founders' religious and moral beliefs on the nation's founding documents. The curriculum must explore the identity of the Creator and human nature as understood by the founders. In addition, students must learn about the key constitutional principles of separation of powers, federalism, and the fatal tendency of democracy, as well as examine the fathers' definitions of religion.
And you know, our founders, they weren't all necessarily Christians. They weren't all necessarily having a relationship with Jesus Christ. But they all respected and acknowledged God as our Creator.
And really, there's only two. The least religious of those would be Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson. Mm-hmm. But even Benjamin Franklin, you know, in that famous address says, "The longer I live, the more convincing truths he sees that God governs in the affairs of men." I mean, that's not some typical deist. And then Thomas Jefferson the same way.
And Franklin called for prayer before the signing of the Constitution.
Yeah, so even the less religious of the founders were far more religious than what you see today in some American political systems.
And this law also requires that students learn the founders, how the founders crafted American law and policy, drawing on the Judeo-Christian sources such as the Ten Commandments, Mosaic Law, the New Testament, and the teaching of ancient Hebrews, Greeks, and Romans, as well as English legal heritage, including common law, Magna Carta, and the English Bill of Rights.
That's amazing.
Wow.
It makes me excited.
Let's go back to school.
It's amazing. You know, these are the kinds of things, by the way, that we taught at Liberty University School of Law when I was dean there in the Foundations of Law course, all of this foundational, fundamental history of our nation's foundation.
But these
and
kids
in fact,
are
we called
this,
it Foundations
yeah.
of Law.
In grades 6 through 12, they're learning this.
Yeah, and they should be learning this. And I think this is really, really incredibly important and a great step forward. They also need, in this course of social studies, to learn about the link between the founders' beliefs and modern freedom. So the curriculum must instruct students to recognize how the inalienable rights, as listed in the Declaration of Independence, led to the abolition of slavery in the United States, and how today's freedoms can be traced back to the beliefs of the founders.
This is phenomenal. And then the second law that she signed requires public school classrooms and government buildings across the state to display the Ten Commandments and the national motto, In God We Trust.
Yeah, the law requires that public schools, higher education institutions, libraries, and government buildings prominently display a durable Ten Commandments display at least 16 inches by 20 inches with the text legible to a person with average vision from anywhere in the room. The national motto display must also be 11 inches by 14 inches with the motto as the central focus in large, easily readable font. However, the displays must be funded through voluntary contributions. The Ten Commandments is a universal symbol of law. It has fundamentally shaped American law and government. And in fact, we have a booklet called The Ten Commandments in American Law and Government. You can order that at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. This booklet was actually created, I wrote it, as a result of our litigation defending the Ten Commandments that began in Kentucky, the litigation that I took, our team did, and I argued it at the United States Supreme Court in 2005 out of McCreary County, Kentucky.
And you know, and speaking of history, Matt, the National Day of Prayer, which we are celebrating and honoring today, is an annual observance created in 1952 by a joint resolution of Congress. It was signed into law by President Truman and requires presidents to declare an annual National Day of Prayer. And interesting, every presidential proclamation since 1953 has included at least one reference to God, except until 2021 when Biden omitted God.
Yeah, he omitted God from
that was
the declaration.
Tragic. Yeah.
So that broke the chain of history.
Yeah.
Joe Biden did.
He broke in a lot of ways, actually.
Broke a lot of chains of history. Yeah.
Yes.
But the amazing thing is that America was really founded and grew out of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go back to the early Continental Congresses where they were meeting post the Revolution, they now have won their freedom. Now the question is, what form of government shall we create for ourselves?
Right.
And they look around. They're very well versed in the forms of other governments throughout history, the Roman republics and so forth. Those were typically small, and they didn't last long. They looked at monarchies. They looked at democracies. They looked at a lot of different things. And as they debated back and forth, there were as many, they say, yeas as there were nays. So there was a division among everybody, and there was no consensus. And when the assembly was about to dissolve, and some of the founders were literally on their horses and buggies getting ready to head home because it just looked fruitless. They weren't getting anywhere. That's when Benjamin Franklin stood up and he gave that famous speech about seeing God work in the affairs of men and that we can't build this house alone. And if we do, we'll be no better than the builders of Babel, that we need to rely upon God. And so here forth, he then proposed a resolution, a motion, that they stop their debate and that they now go and convene in a moment of prayer. And that lasted for a couple of days. And after that, after they engaged in prayer and they were on their knees praying, they came back. And from that meeting now, post-prayer, was born the United States Constitution.
Absolutely. You know, Matt, and I think it's fitting that we end today with the theme of the National Day of Prayer, which comes from Romans 15, verse 13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
So continue to pray for our nation. Our nation was founded in prayer. Mm-hmm. It cannot exist without prayer. And the foundations of our nation are critically important to understand, for students to learn, and for you to be well-versed in. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.